This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I hope so. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Exceptional Americans listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Thanks for listening. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. You can also get to our website, a21r.com as well. Okay. Now, some of you have been concerned that sometimes on our Facebook account it goes dark. You can't get it. Gives you the big thumbs down. You know how that is on Facebook. Well, Facebook sometimes censors Agenda 21 Radio. Go figure. As was the case yesterday, multiple censorship occasions with Facebook. And it's kind of like we're getting used to it. Especially as we give coverage to the Oroville Dam situation. Boy, is there a lot there. This Oroville Dam situation is a global effort. Let's just put it out there. It is a global effort. This is something that's just not concerning little tiny towns in Northern California that might be washed away into oblivion. No. This is a whole worldwide issue. The globalists are in Northern California, as they've always have been. This is sort of like a breeding ground of the globalists and their environmentalism, their wedge that they use to destroy, well, America. Try to de-escalate the exceptional nature of America by the globalists, of course. Those people on the left, those people, you might want to call them on the left, the totalitarians are, I don't know what spectrum they're on. They're on the evil spectrum, clearly. And they want to do evil things. But now, as we've seen with this issue with the Oroville Dam, and by the way, I've traveled up there 8 times since the 11th of February, to bring you some of the latest breaking inside details about what's really going on in the Oroville Dam situation. We've been very, very accurate. And now we have more information that's coming out. And in fact, in the next segment, we're going to open up that segment with, well, Oroville Dam inspectors reported water seepage and structural issues years ago. Yeah, information has come to Agenda 21 Radio that we feel is very, very pertinent to the discussion about Oroville Dam and what is truly going on there. And we're going to be making the case about, the people behind this whole dam disaster, the ones that are bringing you the news and information, trying to go out there as a front people for the globalist, if you will, from the Department of Water Resources and so on, the Jerry Brownites. We're going to go out and in some limbs, I guess, and give you the details and information about reports that they all knew about years ago that were saying this day would come, yet nothing was done by Jerry Brown nor his administration. No, the dam was just sort of left to be there until there was some big rainstorm. I just love the coordination of effort that has gone on by the globalist here. And that's some of the stuff that we're going to be detailing to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. The globalists, those mighty, mighty people from the United Nations, the totalitarian ilk, if you will, as we have described them here on Agenda 21 Radio, all the way to the Pope. Yeah, Pope Francis. Don't you find it very interesting that Pope Francis and his ideologies absolutely coincide with former President Barack Hussein Obama, especially when it comes to environmentalism? And what about Mother Gaia? Certain radio announcers using the term Gaia, well, to push various products, which I find very interesting. I mean, you have to hunt that one down, I know, but, you know, are these radio people giving themselves away when they start promoting Mother Gaia? Mother Gaia is Earth worship, which is what the Pope is actually professing, which is kind of interesting. I'm not too sure biblically if worshiping the earth has much to do with worshiping God. You have to sort that one out. You just have to sort that one out. I know some people are saying, Paul, you're being very cryptic. Yes, I am. And we will fill in the blanks. We're going to drag you kicking and screaming from one dot to the next. You might not like it, but as the days unfold, you're going to have to like it because, you know, like it or not, they're here. And boy, these globalists are not quitting, especially here in California. It's a target-rich environment, California. It's the pearl. It's the gem of the planet, and they know it. And they want to control it. I mean, that's just the reality. The other 49 states, forget it. But we want California. California. What does California mean? It means the caliphate. Yeah, a lot of people haven't figured that one out. We're going to cover the history of California and the naming of California. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting name, isn't it? California. Sounds a lot like caliphate, doesn't it? California, for a long time, was thought to be an island by early explorers. Yeah, it was an island. Seriously, some of the early explorers were cruising around down Baja, California. And they thought, oh, well, my gosh, we can go, you know, around this little isthmus here, and we can go up the Baja California. It must be an island. If you think about it, if you've ever been out on a sailing boat out in the ocean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, these are, you know, not real big boats that they had, the size of the Spanish fleet, so to speak. These ships were not very big. But if you've ever been out on the ocean and made landfall, it's exciting. The land comes up around the horizon. You're out there in the middle of nowhere with all that water and a boat. And all of a sudden, the land comes up. And pretty soon, when you're starting to see the land come up, you're going to start to try and map it out. This is what the early explorers did. And when they looked at the southern tip of Baja, they realized, oh, my gosh, we can go east or west. And there's still water. So they naturally presumed at the time, the early explorers. Now remember, it's not today. They didn't have, they didn't have satellites. You know, they just couldn't press like the little buttons we have on our car and says, okay, which way do you want to go? They didn't have that. They had to do everything on dead reckoning. They had to do everything by celestial navigation, which was very rudimentary then. And it was good navigators that were needed in those ships at the time. You know, a little bit of history on how the New World was founded might absolutely help you understand the totalitarians of today. That's why I'm sort of dipping back into this. Yeah, but California was named for the caliphate. I mean, they knew this 400 years ago. I mean, this is how far back, this is how far back these things go in California and the battle for California, which is brewing, which is heating up, which is something that's going to be, we're going to be talking quite a bit about that. We got a lot of specifics about that too. Who are those that are waging war against us Californians and the United States of America? Because they're here and they're in government and we've been calling them out. Jerry Brown, my friend. Well, he's not too much of a friend for Californians. There's no question about that, even though he professes to be, but he is not, nor is his ilk. And that's who's brought you this staged event of the Oroville Dam disaster, potentially. Interesting, you have a Nat Geo movie coming out. Has something to do with water wars in California. Something about the great water heist in California. I wonder why that movie premieres today. I don't know. But you know what? I think we can connect the dot or two here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Pope Francis in the breach of the conservative Catholics? Are you kidding me? Could it be? How about in the breach of all conservatives? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Nat Geo. The great California water heist. World premiere. Today, do you think it has anything to do with Oroville? And the impending doom that we're seeing in Oroville? Well, you know, I'm just one of those curious kind of guys. And, you know, that's why I say I love dragging people kicking and screaming from one dot to the next. I'm a curious kind of guy. So those of you that are kind of concerned about what is really truly going on right now at Oroville Dam, I'll give you sort of some information. By the way, other people got very, very suspicious, as we did yesterday, when they stopped reporting on Sunday at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the flows in and out of Oroville Dam. And as we posted our article up proclaiming that there must be some sort of hiding going on by the California Department of Water Resources and Jerry Brown's gubernatorial office of emergency services, we were shut off of Facebook. Oh, my goodness. Shut down by Facebook. About 10 minutes after we posted the article on Facebook, boom, you're done. You're done. Did we hit a nerve? I mean, you know, when things like that happen, in my world, it's called a clue that they're probably watching you. You know, but that to me just is more convincing evidence about what we have there. It came back after about 90 minutes or so, which I found very interesting, very curious. You get those thumbs down things going on, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever their thumb is. But right now, we want to report to you that the flows that we have going on, this is from our handy-dandy little chart. You can reach it by going to Agenda 21 Radio. And we've had to refresh that link a couple of times, too, over the last 48 hours, which is interesting. Anyway, the inflows that are reported right now, and these are cubic feet per second. Remember that. 16,120 is the inflow currently right now into the lake. And this is as of 6 a.m., so just a few minutes ago, Pacific time. And the outflow being taken out by the, not by the main spillway, but by, you guessed it, the Hyatt Power Plant. They've got their two penstocks down there. 12,888.2 is the outflow. That's cubic feet per second that's going on. And the lake level right now is at 861.88. Moving up to 870. Now, we were all originally under the impression that 860 was the go-to time in which they were going to open up the spillway. Apparently, that is not the case. 870 is now that new rise. And what's going to happen is that number of rise, even though you've got a substantial amount of inflow over outflow, is going to be moving up slowly because you're getting surface spread of water out on the lake. The shoreline is building, but the level is not rising because you're now at the top of a lot of those hills and mountains out there with the lake. It's now cresting up at the top of those hills. So it's just spreading out more rather than rising like you'd find in a cylinder or a cone. I mean, when you take the cylinder in the cone, you flatten it out. Well, you're going to get more spread rather than rise, right? Get it? That's sort of what's happening here. That does not mitigate the pressure behind the dam from the weight that's accumulating from the mass of the water. Now, imagine the energy that's being stored there with all that pressure. Imagine what's happening to water, where it's going, finding little seeps and crevasses in the hillsides and in front of the dam. Any little tiny crack becomes a huge problem to dams under so much intense pressure. You can just imagine it. It's kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is energy that is stored. And this kinetic energy can just bust open small little cracks into huge crevasses, as we know, especially with earthen dams, which Oroville is one of the largest earthen dams in the world. It is the largest, tallest earthen dam in America. I think it's the tallest dam in America. And it's an earthen-filled dam. It's kind of interesting. It's more of the rock that was left over from the miners. We talked about this, the 49ers, the miners, Feather River, gold all over the place. And they started dredging in the Feather River with these big, huge dredges. And all that, with this, you come out here to Northern California, you can see mile upon mile of tailings from those dredges left over from the 49ers. Yeah, I mean, so there's still, you could build more dams, earthen dams, if you wanted to. But an earthen dam requires maintenance. Now, this is where we get into information that came to Agenda 21 Radio. And now, all of a sudden, it's popped up nationally from Agenda 21 Radio. It's, how do you put this? You know, an earthen dam, and, well, all dams require maintenance. They have to have, you know, it's just, they have to have attention. And if they don't have attention, then normal, natural weathering processes take over. And if you're not on top of it, when you have something go wrong because of those normal, natural, overtime processes of degradation and so on, which are naturally going to happen, then the problems that are small become bigger, and that's what we have right here in Oroville. They become bigger. Now, we have an article here that's written by Chris Streets in Breitbart. It says, Oroville dam inspectors reported water seepage and structural issues since 2014. You got it, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2017. You got it. The state of California inspection again.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, we're talking about Oroville Dam, and I know everybody's thinking, gosh, Paul, what about President Trump and all this other? We're going to get to that. But, you know, if you want to see the actions of the totalitarians on a global scale, watch what's happening in Oroville. And in the next few days, we're going to be spelling out to you the obvious relationship between the globalists and what the events are here in Oroville. And by the way, Nat Geo, the Great California Water Heist, tonight, a world premiere. I can't believe it. Can you? Hey, create a crisis, manage a crisis, get it? What greater crisis than water around the world? These people will stoop to at nothing. They really will. It is so obvious what they're doing. That's why you listen to Agenda 21 Radio, so we can point out the obvious. It's because you're an exceptional American. Chris's article, Chris Street's article, based upon information that became available to us here at Agenda 21 Radio. It's an exclusive about some of the safety procedures. This is the stuff that Jerry Brown doesn't want you to know about. And it's out there. We got it out. It's here. It's here. It's here. And now they have to deal with it. I wonder if they will. We that live in the face of the dam have to live with it. Is this just another one of these managed crises that Saul Alinsky talks about? Jerry Brown and his acolytes are all Alinskyites. We know that. They're all totalitarians. They're all socialists / communists. And he's best buds with the communists that actually reside in the state capitol, in the assembly, in the Senate. We all know that. They're all, if you want to pick up a really good book, I don't get anything for this, but I'm just saying it's informational for you to follow. Pick up Trevor Loudon's book, The Enemies Within. It's got all the names. You'd be surprised how many names in his book that are identified as communist and members of La Raza happen to be members of course, the California State Legislature. It's amazing. And, of course, they say nothing about it. Of course not. They're out and they're proud communist. And you can see, if you really watch what's going on, they're really starting to play their cards quickly. And on a national stage is what they want. Because their goal is to break up California and make it a separate nation altogether. Now, it's going to be interesting. If you do break up California, what is that governance system going to look like, right? Constitution, maybe, Bill of Rights, inalienable rights, God-given rights. Oh, heck no. No, the God-given rights are gone in California. That's the way they look at it. That's why they're taking away the Second Amendment right, the freedom of speech right, the freedom of the press, First and Second Amendments, out, and yet, nada, goodbye. None of the Bill of Rights will pertain to California any longer. It'll be ever more a dictatorship other than what it is already. We ain't seen nothing yet, baby. If, in fact, that comes to fruition. But this is part of the big-time agenda on the global scale. It's just, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to really kind of put the pieces of the puzzle. Once you know what those puzzle pieces are about California, now get back to Chris Street's article. These documents, these inspection documents that no one wants you to know about, are out. And Chris and a lot of people, civil engineers and so on, are poring over them. The secret is out now. In Chris's article, he goes and talks about that there's a leakage in the dam, and there has been, and it was reported as early as 2014. Actually, truth be known, documents point to this way back when. And in fact, in Chris's article, the article is entitled Oroville Dam Inspectors Reported Water Seepage and Structural Issues Since 2014. It actually goes back before that, and concerns about it before that. And he points it out in his article. It says, according to Civil Engineering Dictionary, such dam seepage means the phreatic line of the top of the groundwater table is evidence of water leaking through a dam's internal barrier wall that should be impervious to water. Now, in the structure of a dam such as an earthen one, you have some internal safety walls that are concrete. And this is part of the problem, is that those walls are not supposed to be seeping any water out into the ground table and the water table. And the reason is because that creates piping, which if you are a dam, an earth-filled dam such as Orville, you do not want piping. And in fact, we've got a couple of articles up on Agenda 21 Radio that shows you, that depicts to you dam breakage from earth-filled dams. Teton is a great example of that. The one in Brazil that we have up on the video is a great example of that, where piping occurred in earth-filled dams, and guess what? They broke. The biggest nemesis is piping underneath. Now, is there piping going on? It appears to be. And it appears to be, according to what Chris Street was able to divulge. I'm going to go on here. Now, this is something that predates 2014, an article that comes out. In fact, it goes back to the 60s. It says, although the Division of Safety of Dam did not detail in 2014 why the face of Orville Dam had a long-term history of suffering from seepage, the International Water Power and Dam Construction magazine in 2008 article titled Dangers at Embankment Dam Boundaries and Embediments. Now, isn't it interesting the language that all dam people talk? Embediments, phreatic line. It says, pointed to Oroville Dam as a, quote, a textbook example of issues associated with stress cracking within an earthen dam's internal water barrier. They pointed it out as an example. It says, according to the article, during the 1960s construction, a 900-foot-long, 125-foot-high concrete block wall was built on the dam's rock foundation as a water barrier. But the thrust pressure as a sloping dirt wall was piled up to a height of 770 feet, caused rotation of the concrete barrier wall. Now, this is real damish talking. As a result, longitudinal cracking developed in the top 50 feet of the barrier block wall, which was only made of unreinforced concrete. Unreinforced concrete. This is from 1960s. It says, with block and longitudinal cracking with openings of several inches, the barrier wall cracks and joints were supposedly sealed by injection of cement grout, and instrumentation at the time supposedly showed that the remedy was, quote, successful. the State of California Division of Safety of Dam 2015 inspection again only approved the dam for interim use due to seepage. This is 2015. Interim use. But the report also highlighted numerous cracks on the top of the Orville Dam spillway and cracking in the pillars and construction joints of the dam's water release gates. Remember, going back to the story that Scott Cahill says, that water seepage underneath the main spillway is a big problem. In fact, it could crater out. He could actually walk up to the top of the dam at the spillway gates going underneath the spillway concrete. That's how big the cavities are, and you can just take a look at some of the pictures and see those cavities. He was right. He was saying this before they turned off the spillway. You know, that's why he's the expert in dams and we're not. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about the inspections. We did get copies of inspection reports, and they're now on Breitbart. Breitbart's making kind of a big deal about it. And it's interesting because these inspection reports that were released in 20 that we got a hold of, more than just the reports, but we got, these are ones of major concern because they specifically lay out the details of the damage that is done, that we have basically a crippled Oroville Dam to begin with, and everybody was fully aware of this, including Governor Jerry Brown. And I think that's the big thing, is Governor Jerry Brown and his ilk down there at the Department of Water Resources have known about this. They've known about this. And enter Bill Croyle, the acting head of the Department of Water Resources, who's been acting since January after the prior individual retired. Don't you love the timing of these things? That's another story. You know, Mr. Coyle is the guy who basically botched everything on the night of the 12th when all the evacuations took place, and there's decisions that had to be made about the the danger that was going on in the emergency spillway. Remember that whole fiasco? Put almost 200,000 people on the road at the time of the flood, the potential flooding that could have happened from Oroville Dam. Remember that? With an hour's notification, by the way, that perhaps the dam could go within an hour. That's a whole other story. I'll tell you, it is unbelievable as a story how that whole thing went down. But let's get back to these inspections. We're at the end of his article, by the way. It says, the State of California Division of Safety of Dams 2015 inspection again only approved the Oroville Dam for interim use due to seepage. They did that in 2014. They did it in 2015. And guess what? It says the Division of Dam Safety in 2016 gave Oroville Dam another interim use. In fact, let's go back to the 2015. But the report, the 2015 report highlighted numerous cracks in the top of Oroville Dam spillway and cracking in the pillars and construction joints of the dam's water release gates. There's a picture of those water release gates and the pillars on Agenda 21 Radio. Listen to this line. The report for the first time suggests that the high tensile structural steel anchored tendons may be, quote, this is a quote, may be approaching the end of their useful life, unquote. 2015 report. The 2016 inspection gave Oroville Dam another interim use approval based on the same concerns as the 2015 report. But the Board of Safety of Dams specifically expressed concern about the risk of tendon anchors breaking due to age and stated that they, quote, will make strong recommendation about the need to carefully monitor and test the tendons using the latest tools. 3 years running on this report and no action. And they had the money. Where did the money go, Jerry? We're looking into that one, too. We'll let you know where the money went. Prop 1, anyone? When Breitbart News contacted the California Division of Safety of Dams to request interviews with the dam inspectors and copies of any follow-up reports regarding the 2014, 15, and 16 inspections of Oroville Dam, we were informed that all questions would require filing in writing a Freedom of Information Act request. Well, it's coming. We'll see what happens if they're responsive. Now, that's the other thing, too, that's going on in California. By the way, those of you reporters out there are very sheepish about filing these Freedom of Information Acts in the state of California. What's wrong with you? Now, I know, we understand at Agenda 21 Radio, some of you are a little bit shy about digging into stories and reporting on some of these characters down there in the state capitol. And some of you feel you might lose your jobs because your editors are going to fire you and that sort of thing because you're probably wanting to do the right thing. Then just get out of that game and join the other side, the alternative media, conservative media. Yeah, us. The new stream media as opposed to the old stream mainstream media. You don't need to. I mean, you want the truth. Now, by the way, I do have to say that a lot of local news agencies, even working for the main networks, the younger reporters are still dogged and they're still going after it, and I commend people on that. We have a bunch of reporters that we're following. They're doing excellent jobs out there. Keep up that work. And I know you're facing pressure in the newsroom and from your editors about getting the truth out about this situation in Oroville and other places in the face of California. See, employers, people, they all fear these people. That's the wrong attitude. That's not the way our Constitution was set up. They should fear us. And they do when you tell the truth. I'm kind of giving a coaching point to some of you reporters out there because I've watched some really, really good stuff. And I'm not going to put you on the spot because, you know, it's when we start saying you're doing this and you're doing that, and we point to you specifically, guess what? I know what happens in the newsroom. I know what happens. Oh, you were mentioned on Agenda 21 Radio. We don't want to do that. Oh, no. Well, we can't have you do that. You might be seen as some sort of conservative whack job conspiracy theorist or somebody better yet with a tinfoil hat on. Oh, my God. You mean you're thinking? See, what's the alternative to it, not having a tinfoil hat on? What are they telling you? They're telling you, don't think. Let us do the thinking for you. That's not the way it's supposed to be, folks. This is what happens when you have that sort of groupthink. Get it? That is groupthink. Groupthink is when you're not thinking individually. Groupthink is when you're being told how to think. And guess what? We have a crisis at Oroville because of groupthink. That's the way it works. So now we have this situation where we have a damaged dam. I would suggest that we have some totalitarians with, well, dame bramage, if you know what I mean. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and my email is paul@a21r.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. 10. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can see all the different stories that we have up there. And we also have emergency evacuation information for you if you just go to the right-hand column of the agenda21radio.news. And by the way, yes, people, large numbers of people are hitting our website, which we really do appreciate, and reading our stories and writing commentaries and stuff. So thank you for your listenership, ladies and gentlemen out there. Okay, some local news that's happening here in Northern California. And I'm bringing this up because you're going to hear a lot more from this man who's coming to visit here on the 16th in Yuba City, California. And how timely that this happens. This is former state assemblyman and former gubernatorial candidate Tim Donnelly will be here in Northern California on March 16th. Which is, today's the 14th, 2 days from now. And he's going to be here for a buffet luncheon. And he's going to be giving a talk about many of his exploits as a former assembly member in the state of California. And also, I'm sure he's going to be talking about his run-up as a gubernatorial candidate in which Neil Cash Carey was substituted in by the California Republican Party, a total leftist, by the way, one who supports Sharia law, to run against Jerry Brown. Gee, do you think the fix was in on that one? Anyway, more to come on that information coming at you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. My email is paul@a21r.com. And like we always say at this time, stay strong, America. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.